Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
The game and go play with you. Now it's funny you thought otherwise. Yeah, everybody want a piece, but I've been on the business team. They know that it's honey time. Yeah, I want a four door, more air force than adored by the peanut gallery. Fuck a clean up salary. You don't need a man. Y'all can get roasted like a peanut can. Bittersweet.
Welcome, don't say my name, cause I take no L's. It's a big mistake. So like hotels, I can cut half off if I see your face. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, that's
put up to the stool with a black heart. Yeah. Living in LA with a track shot. Back to the yard with my cash out. Yeah.
Now I hate going to class, but that I finally passed all this because of my ass. Surprise. Keeping it all on the low, it took a minute to blow. In case none of you know, I'm back, surprise.
None of y'all have really got the bars, and I can't really get the bars, cause I'm free up for the club, right? But I got a secret that lets you win if you fly. If you got some bugs, it's a bug life, ayy. Young Cinderella, I'm telling a fella. He's dramatic like a telenovela, you better leave. I'm a better me when you let me be. We feel like McCartney and 6 3. Yeah, this is before we go gold, but we gotta go. So 2 minutes slow, but we moving rapid. Don't chop it up, pack it up, pack it up. Impossible, Perry Como. I'm kinda loving this, so hop in the optimist. He wanna get under this, oh yeah, let's drop a kiss. He doesn't know, I've been plotting with this other bitch.
We got love for everybody, but some of y'all crazy if I'm being honest. Cause you voted, now 2018, and that man is still in the office, yeah. Woo! I hope my whole family proud of me. In my city, know that little homie shooting from the three. Black guy like his bingo when I get this Teddy B. Then I feel like Kanye's got it, cause I wrapped up 503.
Yeah, this your boy Curdy and T behind the scenes radio with my co-host
Nancy
and the motherfucking house. The number is 516-595-8305. Tonight we're talking about mental health, like how it affect people. Like we're talking about just break down a little part. Just before we go back into the radio break.
Okay. When you basically when you hear the term healthy, you automatically just think about physical health.
Right.
But physical health is also linked to mental health. And if you're not mentally healthy, it can affect you physically, as well as physical health can affect you mentally. So they're almost one in the same combined. So we're going to just try to break it down a little bit.
Just break it down. Just a little bit. All right, so the number once again is 516-595-8305. Artists that want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music to behindthescene@gmail.com. Make sure it's only MP3 formatted tracks only. Make sure that you send all of your social media information, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and anything else out there that you have. Also, make sure before you send us your music that you have BMI or ASCAP. That's going to be our next show. What is BMI or ASCAP? That's our next show. Make sure that you have BMI or ASCAP because it's very important for you to get paid for the plays. Next track, well, the track that we played before that was Whiny, Buzzer. Next track that we're going to play is Who is Richie? Make sure you go check him out. Who is Richie on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, featuring Eric Billinger. One time on Behind the Scenes Radio, we'll be back.
I wanna be a man, cause if I can't do it, no one can.
Women I ever seen,
With your matching Louis clutching your mattress to lean. You got a vibe about yourself that's impeccable. You move a little different round the town, you're respectable. Your aura's cloud nine and top notch. You've been flossed the sandbox and hopscotch. You know Fosse, Yum Yums and Pop Rocks. I'm trying to make you the one to fill in the top slot. Yeah, you glow up and so up. I put a couple grand in your hand just to show love. Whatever it takes to get a date, let's believe that your time's in need won't be a waste of measure. That a nigga need. Cut from a different cloth, you a different breed. Making plays with your nigga following his lead. Millionaire mindset, brainstorming with his team. So elegant, body with intelligence. Your ex trying to flex, don't stress, he's irrelevant. I'm trying to shoot my shot, ain't nothing funny. Like Clay from the top of the tray, that boy shmoney. I'm trying to vibe with you, build a little bit, spend some time with you. Yeah, whatever it takes to get a date. Best believe that your times of need won't be a waste of measure.
One time, I just gotta hit it one time, one time, yeah. now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, so focus on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun and moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Yet I like it.
You know you like that. In your way. Look at you grin. You grinning. Anyway, so tonight, we're talking about mental health and how it affects your personal being, your regular just health, like your breathing, your heart, how it really does affect. Because mental health does affect that. Because you can actually drive yourself crazy and get a heart attack.
You can will yourself almost healthy. I mean, not actually will yourself, but
speak it into existence.
Yeah, it's been said, and it's also been proven that even when you have, I'm gonna use a little girl, Alex. You know, Alex Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
She literally had terminal cancer. That was like the most cheeriest, happiest goal. I don't know how she was behind closed doors, but I never experienced her behind closed doors, but apparently from what the hospital said and her family said, she was happy all the time. She knew she was going, she literally knew she was going to die. Not only did she know she was going to die, she tried to raise money. Her lemonade stand wasn't for her benefit. It was to go to finding a cure for other kids, so other kids wouldn't have to go through what she was going through. So she had a positive mindset. So in essence, her last few days, few months, few weeks on Earth, she was still doing her lemonade stand, and she was still her happy-go. I don't know how she was before she got sick, but she more or less had a positive attitude, even though she was dying, and she knew, unfortunately, she was dying. So it can make you become sicker having a negative attitude. It can make you even get better, or even not even, it maybe not get better, but.
Yeah, it does.
I just said she was going to die.
Right, right.
Maybe not make you get better, depending on what it
make
is you
feel
have.
Better before.
It'll make you feel better emotionally. And if you feel better emotionally, you might get better physically. At least you're going to be a happier person. Most people who are dead straight miserable in a hospital, if you go to a hospital, a children's hospital, and you go to a ward where you know the kids are more or less dying or really close to death or want to stay in the hospital for a little extended amount of time, sometimes you'll find they're the happiest people in there. They're like, they haven't been in the hospital for like, they might have been living in a hospital. You know, like they've been spent majority of their life in a hospital compared to outside of a hospital. And sometimes they're the happiest people on earth. They're like happier than people who have lost their job. They sick. They're literally sick, and it's like, and at one point, I wanted to be a pediatric nurse, and my mom was like, oh, you want to deal with sick kids? I'm like, sick kids tend to be the happiest. Sick kids tend to be the happiest. So, yeah, I think I'd rather deal with them than the old people who sick.
Well, that's just not mental health also. Then we're talking about, like, we have to talk about, depression.
Okay, well, all right, put it this way. There's
different types of mental
health. Extremely, extremely wide range of health.
Right.
It can go from slight disorder to extreme disorder. By extreme disorder, I mean psychotic, as in your hormone or your brain hormones are so off that just like postpartum, you could go from, you may be happy about your pregnancy, but once the baby comes, your hormones are so screwed up, not only do you have postpartum depression where you're sad and I did go through that. I literally went through, and that is part of mental health. I actually did go to a slight mild postpartum depression with my oldest. And it was literally in the hospital a few hours after giving birth.
Would you say that?
I cried to the point. I was on the phone with my mom. I'm like, I'm not going to be a good mom. And I don't know. And my mom was like, where's that baby? I was like, right. She was like, shut up. I'm going to go take her out of that room. Because they'll think that you may not do something to the baby. There have been women who have had postpartum psychosis where they kill their kids. They don't, they're thinking they're sending their kids to a better place. I can't take care of them. And I'm not fit to be a mom. But they want the best for the kids, and they're not killing them because they hate their kids. They're killing them because
they know how the world is.
No, they think that they're sending them to a better place. They literally think they're sending them to a better place. And they'll admit that they killed their kids, well, except for that one crazy lady who said a black man did it, the one that drowned her kids in the water.
But then she knew what she was doing.
She was scared. She was scared of going to jail.
Hold on. How are you going to be scared of going to jail, but you know that you send your child to a better place? I wouldn't give a fuck. Send me to jail then. I knew that I sent my parents.
It was proven that she had postpartum psychosis.
Just because someone can... No, wait, hold on. Someone could put something on you just because they feel sorry for you. No, I'm talking about if you truly thought that you were sending your child to a better place, you would not be scared about killing your child. So right there, that lets me know that
I didn't think she was scared of killing her child.
She was scared of her
outcome of killing.
Well, then why the fuck did you do it then? That means that you were...
There are women who have killed their kids and attempted to kill themselves, and they survived, and they were extremely... Extremely mad that they survived.
I feel like that is
a, what is the word? That is a cover for some people, mental health. Because I know, listen, I know people right now that's getting them checks that ain't crazy.
Okay.
Fake it. I know somebody that faked it real well.
I'm not saying you can't fake a mental
They faked it so well. Well, hold on, check this out. They faked it so well and started taking them pills so much that they truly did become mental ill.
Well, they're done. They took the pills. Okay, you take the prescription, but you're talking about the doctor.
And this is what I'm saying, that in all actuality, for some, not all, but for some people, that is only a cover-up for them to be able to do stupid shit.
I'm not saying that's not true.
Yeah.
Because...
But it is. So would you say that I'm a mental patient?
I think in some aspect, we all are.
We all are, yeah.
In some aspect. Whether like I said...
Believing in yourself or...
Saying, this was self-esteem. What I'm saying as far as just in general, like I said, you could have an extremely mild case. And my oldest, if she had anxiety, crying entire life, she still does. She's 29. She's literally from the... If it was anything new... She would get preschool apprehensive. It's at the end of school year,
mm-hmm.
or whatever grade it was, or the beginning. Oh, my God. She thought she was going to fail preschool. The teacher wasn't going to like her. She wasn't going to make no friends. She got the kindergarten.
She got in college, I remember that.
When she graduated high school. No, when she graduated eighth grade, she was like, oh, my God, I'm going to high school, and I'm going to be in the ninth grade, and I won't be able to find my classes, and then I'm going to be late all the time, and they're going to fail me.
I think that.
I didn't do that.
I did. I think that a lot of people do that. She just...
Like I said, there's miles.
Then there's
severe. She's on borderline of severe.
Ooh.
Like my oldest. As in, this is what I say about borderline of severe. She got accepted into Penn State University, the main campus,
uh-huh.
on her first try,
uh-huh.
which is hard enough. But she got accepted to Penn State University, main campus, the science school. That's even harder. She didn't apply to no other school. This child was talking about Penn State for the time she was 12. I'm not buying Penn State here because you don't know where you're going. Leave me alone. She, to move on to campus, moved on campus into the dorm, we had to go to a special orientation for the science school. She's sitting in there. This child has so much anxiety. This woman up there talking has made this girl cry. Look to your left. Look to your right. You're probably not going to see the beginning. It's very hard to finish in here. A lot of people, they drop out. They get back. They're probation.
Why would you tell people that anyway?
I have no the faintest idea, especially 17, 18, and 19-year-old children.
Why would you tell her?
Because she was dumb.
No, I mean, why would you tell anybody? That's like military when they tell you, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. This is very hard. You're not.
Oh, Navy that and Marines is like two of the hardest things to get.
But that's basically like telling them.
Because,
it's doable. You can do it, but they tell you that to see how mentally strong you are.
They want to see who will break. Basically, will break. I mean, they do that in sororities and fraternities. They want to see when I pledged my sorority. It's a sorority. It's just females. They had the brothers come in. They had pledges literally crying. I'm like,
what?
This is like the brothers had the pledges crying, and they're like, "Yo, what's wrong with her? You know, she's standing at attention. She's like, can y'all just throw the words around? What am I supposed to flinch? What you gonna do to me? Like, really? I mean, they were literally in your face, like you were going to the military. Like, this, like they had one on one side, one, and they're both yelling at you, taking turns yelling, and you had girls standing there. I'm like, seriously, for real? It's almost Okay, throughout life, you're tested mentally.
Yes.
From the time you're born.
Yes.
From the time you're born, you're
Some
tested.
Some people can't take it.
You're tested mentally. You see the babies that constantly cry.
Well, I think that has something else to do with
No, but I'm just saying, you're tested mentally from the time you're born. You have babies who cry constantly. only time they're sued, that ones who cannot sue themselves, the only time they're sued is somebody's touching them or they're being patted.
I think that has something, it's something totally different with that. I think that when babies are crying, they're thinking about the lives that they left behind or the people that they left behind in another lifetime. Honestly, for real, for real. That's what I think. That's why you can soothe the baby, you can feed them, you can do everything.
Babies have different cries, though. You have to figure out the different cries.
Right, but I'm talking about after you feed them, you diet everything, you change them, they cool, you get everything you're supposed to, and you sit that baby there, and that baby starts crying.
I didn't say all babies do cry, because I cry constantly. I had a broken collarbone, but nobody knew that.
That's what I'm saying. Different situations,
like,
but you know what I mean.
There's no legitimate reason. Like
I think that is more to it.
There's no legitimate reason, and there's something going on.
Right.
Like if you can't figure out the legitimate reason,
right.
then there's no
probably reason. 9 times out of 10 more than what you think.
But like I had a broken collarbone, but they didn't know. I had a broken collarbone from birth, and they sent me home like that. So I cried continuously, so I wound up giving myself hernia. But eventually, you know, babies more or less will learn how to calm and soothe themselves. And the same thing with adults and children. You're supposed to learn how to self-soothe.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
You are your own mental doctor.
Yeah,
you're your own.
You're supposed to learn how to self-soothe yourself.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be taught.
I posted something about that today, too.
You're supposed to be taught how to.
Well, how do you be taught how to self-soothe? Like, how to?
You basically from birth.
But like,
when a baby cries, as soon as you hear, you're not supposed to go run and pick the baby up. Or what's wrong? Let that baby cry for a little bit. You know, eventually the baby will figure out I need to calm myself. Baby, you ever hear the baby after
yeah.
and they realize nobody's trying to pick them up? You, yeah, they're learning how to self-soothe. So. Damn, ain't nobody coming? Shit. All right, I'm just... And then they fall back asleep. You think every time my 4 kids cried, I went and run to go see what... No, I figured out what the cry was. Oh, you don't need diaper change. You don't need to be fed. You really don't need to be picked up because it's time for you to take you behind to sleep. So you just lay in the crib and cry. As long as you're crying, I know you're breathing. I don't have to check to see if you're breathing. I know you're breathing. So there's no way you can cry and make all that noise and you not breathing.
Right.
So I didn't go run and check on them people. The first one, you're like, okay, wait, you're a little leery the first one. After that, you're like, whatever. Yeah, okay, whatever. You ever see that movie, The Help, with Viola Davis?
Yeah.
And she was teaching the little girl, you're pretty, you're smart, you're kind. And like, even from birth, Tasia does it. From birth, you know, if you tell a kid when they bring a paper home, oh, why are you being so stupid in class? You're not paying attention. The kids are going to think they're stupid. The kid is literally going to think they're stupid.
Because you're mentally
instilling that into them.
Yeah,
so,
that's why with Tristan, I'm always on him. Even Logan, when he was younger, always was on both of them. You are whatever you
are what you think.
Yeah, I tell them you're great. You can possess anything you want. If you want to make that motherfucking flying car, you can do it. You
like
know what
when
I'm
my kids,
I never down.
When my kids did their homework, my kids would stop. Please stop telling me you can't do.
Right, you can.
I don't want to hear you can't.
To.
I'm not asking you to spread your wings and spread your arms and flap them and try to fly. How are you going to tell me you cannot write a letter T? There's no such thing as you can't make the letter T. There's no such thing as you can't add one and one and come up with it. Please stop telling me what you can't do. Like, my kids will wind up crying because...
Frustration,
and plus I'm not good with kids on homework. So it was stop that crying because it was...
That's how most parents are.
I was getting
most
aggravated.
Like
but I never once said they were stupid. I just kept saying, stop saying you can't. You get that paper messy with your tears, I'm going to pop you. But stop saying you can't.
Yeah.
I don't care how many... There's an eraser on a pencil for a reason. We'll make mistakes. You either learn from the mistake or you just keep repeating the mistake.
Yeah.
Like the movie Groundhog Day. You didn't learn, and even the movie Groundhog Day, you learn from your mistakes. That's still mental health. You're learning from your mistakes.
That's a daily.
But again, every month, even from Groundhog Day, for Bill Murray, you learn from your mistakes. You figure it out. Oh, there's a puddle. Can't step in that puddle. Got to jump over that watery puddle thing. You learn. You figure things out, and you learn. You learn how to compensate.
What about the people that's like pressed all the time? Like my friend Jonathan. He was always depressed about everything
he's
going through.
There are some who have an extreme. Their brain is geared a different way or a certain way where they're missing certain hormones, or one of their hormones is lower than the other or higher than, not only for physical can you have messed up hormones on pregnancy, but, and again, your brain is compensating or trying to compensate, and sometimes it's unable to, so you might have to take medication for it.
I think that the medication makes you worse.
Depending on who you are, like your body, but you're not only just supposed to take medication. Your therapy can allow you to wean off the medication. There are places where you can tell them you don't. But if you're so severe, like schizophrenia,
that's mental health.
Yeah.
So what is schizophrenia? Explain that.
Schizophrenia. There's an artist. He's no longer around. I can't remember his name. Who cut off his ear. Yeah, he cut off his ear. He literally cut off part of it. I think it's left ear. I want to say Rembrandt, but it's not Rembrandt. I can't remember what it is. He cut off his left ear.
Talking about the drawing artist? Or was it music?
No. Artist, physical artist. Writing artist, not writing, but I'm drawing, painting artist.
I know which one you're talking about. Not Rembrandt, but
I can't remember his name right now. But he cut
dun,
off.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a piano.
No, but.
No.
Yeah, okay. I'm thinking about Beethoven.
Yeah, he was a little off too. But
he
actually cut off his ear, and in his artwork, you can see where before his brain was completely thrown off. And how it slowly progressed in his drawings and paintings, and where he finally was gone. Mm-hmm. I think there's him, and then there's another artist, I believe, like that. You literally, so it kind of...
It affects everything.
Yeah, how you see things visually. And sometimes your impulses are way off the chart.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't, certain impulses you just cannot control.
Fighting,
hostility, anger, temper, stealing
could be a part of.
If either one of them, stealing. What is that actress? Oh my God, she's in Stranger Things. She plays the mom. She was also in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah,
she had a mental breakdown. She started becoming a klepto. She was doing a broad daylight. You know, she started. You see her on camera cutting off the tag. Now, this is somebody who's famous and got some money.
You know who she got iron. And she got here stealing.
Mm-hmm. Because she wound up getting treatment. She don't show her things now. But she wound up getting treatment. But, yeah, you can become a klepto. You can become a sexual klepto. You can become a thievering klepto. You can become a klepto. Now, I had to deal with the mental system in Pennsylvania, primarily Philadelphia County and Delaware County. For 16, 17 years, give or take 5 years, I think. For three children, Taylor, the oldest, her anxiety and low self-esteem, and that stems from like a father not being around. She had father issues. She finally got over her father issues in her 20s. You know, her early to mid-20s, she finally got over her daddy issues, but she's still dealing with her anxiety. I had a child who had PTSD and behavioral issues. I had another child who... I think majority of us have PTSD. I had another child who had visual and auditory hallucinations. They didn't classify her as schizo. She...
She would see things and hear things.
She would see and hear.
I think we all hear and see things.
But like I said,
I believe that we all do.
I think we're all mental to some degree. I don't think we all see or hear things.
I don't even think that is mental when you see and hear things.
I'm just saying we all have some kind of mental.
Yeah.
Thing. But so I, from the time.
Yeah, we all a little crazy. Everyone, yeah. We all a little cuckoo.
Some of it just high a little better than others.
Yeah.
I personally had PTSD.
Yeah,
and I had depression.
Well, no, yeah. But sometimes you'll.
Yeah, I'll jump.
Like, flinch. And I'm like, I didn't even do nothing. Like, why are you jumping
I'll
for?
Jump.
And it's like, babe,
the worst
down.
Case of my PTSD is where I locked up. I had my boyfriend locked up. Yeah, I didn't intentionally have him locked up. I went through a PTSD episode, and my daughter thought he did something, and he called the cops, and he was on probation, so he ran. And I was in the, he was actually trying to, well, from what I recall, what I was told, he was, I don't know how it started, but he was holding me down. My daughter thought he was attacking me. So I had a couple, like, little cuts or whatever, because I was trying to squirm my way out, whatever, and they called the ambulance, I was the ambulance. And so he ran, and when they caught him, they had handcuffs on him, and when they brought him to me, and I'm in the ambulance, and he was in front of me, I completely, utterly lost. I mean, when I say lost, I mean, I would be surprised if people in New Jersey could hear me screaming. Mm. I went off. I was screaming. I was hollering. I was, you know, they literally thought that he had sexually assaulted me. They had to, go to the hospital, and they had to do a rape kit on me.
He didn't rape me.
But it was fluid down there because we had did something prior, and so then I had to go to court. And so even when you go to court, that's mental. That's a mental thing to go through. Whether it's
going to court or
going to court and having to be a witness on the stand in front of everybody and everybody's watching. And I knew I didn't like being in front of a crowd to begin with, so. Which is why I didn't want to help me. But which is why I did some sports. So to try to get over that fear. But when you're doing sports, you're really not paying attention to who's watching you because you're physically doing stuff. But when you do cheerleading, you're looking at people, look, watch you. That's hard to do, especially trying to remember routines and oh my God, I got people watching me. And then if you mess up, how many people saw me messed up? Oh my God. But
And really, they not even knowing that you messed up.
Mm-hmm. As long as you keep going, that's even singers, when they get on stage. Even singers, threw me off. But Michael Jackson himself even said he felt most at home and safe when he was performing. But in his personal life, he didn't like being around people, unless they were family. But he felt comfortable,
around people,
secure while he was performing.
That's because he was on stage probably most of his fucking life.
Like I said, so, and even Janet Jackson said the same thing.
Yeah, because they've been on stage their
so
whole
there
life.
Are people who don't like crowds. I don't like crowds. I really don't. I don't around me, like, where, and I don't like enclosed spaces. Which is my daughter's like, well, we're going to cremate you when you die since you like it. Don't like enclosed spaces because you'll be in a coffin. I'm dead. I don't care. I don't like crossing bridges, walking across. I'm in a car. You're over there in less than 5 seconds. If I'm walking, you've seen how I get when I'm walking across an overpass. Don't like it. Freaks me out. Puts me out. And if a car goes really fast by me, I lose it. I had to walk across one today. And my daughter was like, oh, my God, it's not even that high. That just makes it worse because I'm closer to the cars that are speeding by. It's a small one. It wasn't even that long. It wasn't even a whole block, but I had to walk over it. We're not even that high. It's not even. I'm like, girl, if you own it, and I don't know where that comes from. I had a fear of grass. I had a fear of sand growing up. So there are different aspects of mess. You can be. You got a fear of spiders.
Yeah.
And there's certain names for certain things. So arachnophobia. But funny, but how your reaction is funny, though. How you act with it. My daughter's scared of birds, squirrels, mice.
That's a mental health thing.
Yes. Ducks.
Ducks.
Ducks. And then, like, she doesn't like ducks.
A duck chicken, ain't gonna do nothing to
ducks, chickens, geese, things that have walked, like, got, like, when you, like, you went to the children's zoo, and the ducks and the geese and the chicken, well, the chickens were, yeah, the chickens were loose, and they were loose, and the peacock, and she was in a stroller. She freaked out. I'm trying to move them. Even today, we were, and it was all these pigeons. She's like, I'm like, girl, if you don't want this, you walk, they're going to fly away. So her six-year-old child stomping his boot, trying to scare the pigeons away so his mama could walk by. So that's, you know, they, I don't know what's the name for when you scare the birds and stuff like that. And she'll see a mouse, and this child is 6 feet tall. The mouse is on the floor. I mean, the mouse should be more scared of her than she is of the mouse.
Mouse is more scared of her.
She will run. I've seen her leave her child at 9 months old and run up to the next second floor. So when I say she's scared, she's like, screw anything that came out of me. I care less. I'm gone. And she took off. And I'm like, yo, you're
getting hot.
You just left your baby right there. You, like, really what? You know, but there's like in you, and then in the African American Black population, people of color population, it could be more, mental health could be more severe. You know,
because it's handed down.
It's not only is it handed down, and just
sound.
Not only is it, yeah, well, it's hot as hell. Not only is it handed down, but it's not only is it handed down, but just the simple fact that that it, we in the long run had things that have happened.
Generational
trauma, but things that have happened, you know, that in just in history alone. Like a Tuskegee
experiment.
Experiment.
So I'm scared to take a shot because of that. I am.
That's not why I'm scared to take a shot, because I didn't have shots. But the Tuskegee experiment, you know, in slavery.
Being fed to alligators.
Being fed to alligators. Then you had, you know.
Little kids being fed to them.
And then you had.
And then
you know,
the contraptions that they would put on.
Yeah.
And so this is another thing, though, because people would try to say, well, why are you so worried about what happened then, and how is that affecting you? And what people don't realize is that it's handed down through your genes from generation
to
generation. Yeah, generational trauma. And
not only that, but if you, like, even as a regular human, anybody who has any kind of humanity will think, like, well, they took the babies and, like, they used the babies who were crying and, you know, couldn't stop crying and called, basically used that to call the alligator, and that's how they trapped the alligator.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my God, like, you know, I didn't witness none of that, but it's like,
damn.
Anybody who has any kind of pure humanity inside them would feel a certain type of way about that. But just to hear that somebody of color hears that, and then you just may or may not automatically think, I wonder if any of them were my relatives. You know, if any of them were my relatives, you know, if they had lived, would I be here? So I'm all wrapped up into one almost.
Then to get back on the slavery, not only did it affect Black people, but it also affected the slave owners and the slave owners' families, because the slave owners are looking at human beings like they're animals, knowing that they're not, but having to claim that they are, and imprison these people psychologically in their brain. They're psychologically having to treat these human beings that work for them, and
they're not thinking that
they're not
working.
Looking, but I don't give a fuck, slave owner or not, you're still a human being. So somewhere in the back of your motherfucking mind, somewhere in your corroded, fucked up ass head, you have to be thinking, I'm a fucked up ass individual. Let me finish. I'm a fucked up individual for doing this, but shit, I'm making a lot of money off these motherfucking people. Or, because I don't give a fuck how fucked up the slave owner is. He's still a human being. And someday, he's going to be laying in the motherfucking bed, and he's going to think of, I'm a fucked up individual. I'm sorry, it's a mental thing.
Okay, but you already know I watch documentaries galore and serial killers. And not once have I ever seen a serial killer, and that's what they say. If you start talking to someone and try to make yourself as a person, they may let you go. But if nobody, a lot of them.
What do you mean as a person?
Like, let them know, because they're just looking at you as an object. They're not looking at you as a human being. They're not seeing you as a person. They're basically seeing you as prey. The same way an alligator looks at something or
something to eat.
Yeah, they're looking
at you. So you're going to tell me that a human being, and that's part of being mental.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a psychopath, you know. Yeah,
yeah, that's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to tell me that mentally, maybe because I'm not that type of person, but mentally you're going to tell me that they're not even seeing you as a human being.
Majority of them die without even being a little slightly bit sorry.
No, but that is mental. That's really fucked up.
Like, there was this one, I think he had, what is it? He was on an autism scale, and there was something else wrong with him. And he's sitting, he even just killed somebody, shot him, and dumped him in a ravine, and was sitting in the, turned himself in. And was sitting there calmly with the suit on, just, oh, yeah, you know, like he was just telling a story. Like, yeah, you know, so I just went and I shot him in the head. And, you know, he flinched, so I just shot him again. And then I just, you know, well, what did you do after you shot him? Oh, I just, you know, threw him in the ravine. And then, you know, I put him out the car and I threw him in the ravine. Just nonchalant, like, oh, well, like, oh, yeah, I just had spaghetti that day.
And so that's what I'm saying, like.
Yeah, I mean, they all have, and even Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Ted, you know, and his stemmed from basically.
Trauma.
Yeah.
That happened to him.
And he dealt with trauma by being, and I'm not saying it's an excuse by no means, by being abandoned by three women.
What do you mean, three women?
He was abandoned by.
Mom,
his biological mother. Abandoned and lied to. His biological mother, his grandmother, and then the woman he thought he was going to marry. His biological mother gave birth to him and then pawned him off to her parents, who more or less adopted and raised him. So his biological mother, he was raised to believe that was his sister. Then he found out when he was, like, older that it was actually his mother. And his parents were actually his grandmother. And I believe his grandfather was his. And then when he found this one woman who he thought he was going to marry for the rest of his life with, well, I can't marry you because you're not ambitious enough. And so he was, you know, and then at some point he was like, women just lie. So I'm going to just use them for what I can use them for. And hey, it is what it is. He had this one guy in Alaska who hunted females. Like, literally, he kidnapped them. Took them out in the wilderness in his own plane and told them, run, you know, I'm going to get the gun and, you know, I won't kill you, but I'm going to give you a head, so I'll let you run from the first. So these people do not see these people as people. They're just
how
objects.
Do you even get to that?
That's like saying, that's like saying, how can people have a mental breakdown? Everyone's mentality has a limit. When they say you can only be pushed but so far.
Yeah.
So everyone can only be pushed but so far. Some people it doesn't take that much. They snap. You have other people. It takes a lot for me to get angry. A lot. Like you can do, and I just be like. And I'd be trying to trying my hardest just to calm myself down. Sometimes the majority of the time it works. Every now and then it goes. But you have to literally push me. Like just, and I don't mean just it all piles up. I mean in just that one instant, that one day, you just keep doing and doing and doing and doing and doing and doing. So I'm like, yeah, I can't take this. I got to tell you about this. And you could be telling me something or saying something. It could be A, B, C, and you could be doing it calmly. funny. Why are you doing a comedy? I didn't remember the thing you just said within that whole day that irritated me to, or you disrespect me to the highest. Not slightly, but you disrespect, and not only did you disrespect me in front of a crowd of people. And normally that's what it is. You literally have disrespected me and had no, what's the name for my, you know, just slightly pulling me aside and saying something. But you want to yell, scream, and holler at me in front of a crowd. So anytime I blow it up, it was based on that. But everybody has their limits. Some people are stronger than others. You know, it's like suicide. And suicide is another mental condition. So, I mean, and unfortunately, a lot of the suicides now, not all, but there are more juvenile suicides now.
And men. A lot of men having suicide.
More now than before based on bullying. A lot of them are based on bullying. And you have it's not just from the internet. They're being bullied in school.
Yeah, but okay. So remember when we were kids, you get leave home, go to school, get bullied. But when you come, you would get bullied at school, and then you come home and you have your time to yourself. Well, the internet is 24 motherfucking 7.
Yeah, you're on your phone, on your school bus.
Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 blah. So you get bullied, you get videotaped, you get it put on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so then you're getting bullied by the person that's in front of you and millions of people on the internet.
Well, you got this one little girl, and by little girl, I mean she was in her mid-teens, I believe. She used to come on social media to try to... She was in foster care and stuff. She was looking for support or encouragement she wasn't getting it from the foster homes, obviously. She wasn't getting it from her birth mom, obviously. She wasn't getting it from school or friends or whatever, obviously. So she was looking for it on the internet. And, you know, she didn't get it. She was online getting ready to hang herself live and talking about, you know, I'm going to hang myself. I'm going to just... They're still bullying her during this period. Like, well, go ahead. We don't think you're going to do it. You know, whatever it is. You know, go ahead. Ha, 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 ha. It's funny. You're not going to do it. She hung herself. And there were still comments coming as she's hanging herself, like dying. You know, this is on Facebook. They have taken it down since then. But there's comments coming. Oh, it's a joke. She's playing. She's not really dead. So, you know, the media has made it, social media has made it easier because you don't have to show your face. You can bully somebody and your face doesn't.
Wait, hold on. It even happens on, I'll play video games. It happens on video games, playing certain games. The weirdos come, I call them weirdos because they're weirdos. They come on there and try to like, because it'd be black people on there too. Yeah, gangster. And da-da. You'd be like, motherfucker, you acting just like the white people. It's basically like they're trying to, I don't know, it's bully era. Like, that's what it is. Like,
it's always been bullying.
I truly believe that, and now that I'm older now, because I'm not gonna lie, I got bullied in school, but it took for me to beat my bully up to get over the whole bullying thing. Now it's more of try to bully me. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna react to this because I know if I can beat him, I knocked his fucking teeth out. I'm gonna try to knock your teeth out. But okay, so what was I trying to get? Oh, bullies. See, bullies, when they bully people, really, it's a mental thing for them, too, mm-hmm. because they're the ones getting bullied. 9 times mm-hmm. out of 10, the bully
they're
in school was getting hit.
Yeah. And if they're bullying people at school,
9 times out of 10, they're being bullied at home by someone.
It was this father, and he said his son was being bullied in school. I don't think I could have did this. He went and approached the bully. That was bullying his son, And I think they were like maybe like 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there. And, you know, asked them, why do you think you need to bully my son? And basically found out being bullied, or not bullied, but,
by his dad.
You know, dad was in the picture. Dad was in the picture. You're either being bullied, or you don't really have any adult supervision. There's no one there to there's no one there to really care about you, and you're just left to fend for yourself. So a lot of times, if kids are left to fend for themselves, they feel like no one wants them, no one loves them. And when you hear people say kids need structure, that makes it, you're not doing it right if your kid don't say at one point in time in their life, I don't like you, I hate you, or slam a door. And if you have never said that to your mouth, I'm going to take them door off their hinges, you're lucky you got a door, if you slam another one, you're not being a parent. You're not being a parent. You haven't come upon that rule yet.
Yeah,
if
the
kid doesn't say, I hate you, or if a kid doesn't slam a door, if you have not said, I'm going to take the door off the hinges, you're lucky you got a door now, I will put a shit up there. If you have not said that, or those three things have not occurred,
I know that.
You have not reached that point yet.
Well,
he's only 9.
I'm talking about Logan,
But you were 5. You were 5.
I don't know what I'm saying is, I didn't get the opportunity. I want to experience that because
I
know that.
No, but I'm saying if you're raising, but I'm talking about you raising your kid is living in your house
correctly,
and those three things don't occur, you ain't doing the job properly. Because when they say a kid wants structure, they really do.
Yeah.
They don't want overstructure.
No.
But they want structure.
And you know what? I've noticed that around with the kids that I be around because I'm usually not like their parents. Usually the kids that are around me, their parents are real chill, let kids do the fuck they want to do. And when they come around me, it's a type of structure. No, you can't do that. Or this is what we're going to do. And their parents just allow them to do that. And I believe in some ways, and I've noticed, I think some ways that's why your grandkids is like that. Because let me just finish. Because with their parents, I've noticed it. I've been around enough. Their parents just let them do whatever they want to do. Basically, now and Naomi can do whatever they want. Except when their dad comes around. But when they come around me, they know. They know I'm not going to, you can't do that with me.
And
I think that's why they love being around me.
So I must get a belt, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't around for it.
Yeah.
So get the belt.
Children truly do like structure.
But
it's like the
direct opposite with my daughter and me. Grandparents are normally the ones that are supposed to be chill and, let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And the parents are like, completely reversed with me. And I'm like, we were somewhere today and we were in the store and she kept saying, I've never gotten it free.
What do you mean?
Count. I'd be like 1, 2, and then yes. And I'm looking. She got up to 3 with your right there 4. I'm like,
I ain't never had to say 1. Because I just give him that like, nigga, I'm going to knock your fucking teeth out. And he just be like, okay, Dad. Okay, whatever. Okay, I got
but
you.
But if you are being bullied.
Yeah.
And if you are depressed. And you need someone to talk to. There are so many.
I mean, not just.
But there are. No, I'm just saying. There are so many suicide prevention toll-free numbers.
What was it that you was going to read off of that?
There are toll-free numbers that you can call within your area, within your city, within your town, even within your country.
Let's take a music break. Let's take a music break real quick, and then we can get back to that part right there that you're going to read, okay? Next track we're going to play is Asa Barnes, Thinking of You on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Doing the same thing, babe. So sick and tired of When I say my passion, not be questioned, cause my music got a message. And you knew that when you met me, I was meant to be a legend. But between your girlfriends and the gossip, yeah, I know everything's the yeah, sissy. I hate yous and I'm sorry, so I could see how you forgot that.
When the lights go off and the camera stops rolling and people stop calling my name, I'm thinking of you, babe. I'm thinking of you, babe.
Radio.
All right, we back. We back. Yeah, so go ahead and read that off.
I'm not gonna read it off.
You're not gonna read it? Okay.
As far as the three most common mental disorders are anxiety, depression for adults or whatever, the anxiety, depression, and PTSD. For children, it is anxiety, mood disorder, and behavioral disorder.
And like how I was just asking on the break, mood disorder. So that's
basically when you know
that's a child getting an attitude.
Getting an attitude
so that you will pay
attention
to them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
or when they're acting out and they say, you know, they're craving attention. They're craving attention.
And that's the reason why they're acting out.
They may not be getting the attention that is needed.
So what you're telling me is the reason why I did the shit that I was doing when I was younger is because
I
wanted
to...
You can't say not everybody. If that's a disorder and you're saying that as a child, I did stupid...
But sometimes you just do stupid things because you just did stupid things. That's not because you were trying to get attention.
So you're going to say that everything that
that's
I
like,
did?
That's like saying all children.
As a child, I'm trying to remember, like, what did I do? What's the difference? Like, the things that I did. Why did I do that? Because I wanted attention?
That's like saying all killers are sociopaths. That's not true.
But we're talking about...
But I'm just saying, it's the same thing. All kids who act out don't have mood disorders.
So then you can't...
I did not make this list. I'm just going by what they say.
I'm just going off of listening to other physical therapists, not physical therapists, mental therapists, and also what's the book Goddess from Philly? He's famous for being he does that. Umar Johnson. Dr. Umar Johnson said that most of the things that are on that list, really, it just starts at home. If the fucking parent was to step the fuck up, the child would not even be going through this shit.
Didn't we say this earlier?
Yeah, so most of the kids that are mental, 9 times out of 10, if the parent was to step the fuck up and be a parent, their child would not be like that. 9 times out of 10, I'm not trying to boost my parents up because they weren't the best parents, but I truly feel like because my parents, and I'm not saying, because I've told my story before, my dad used to beat the fuck out of me, like beat shit out of me. I think that has a lot to do with the way that I am now also, because I think about certain things before I
do
shit.
But you were also in jail, what did you say, from the time you were 16, 17, all the way up until you were 25 off and on?
What do you mean?
Like you were spending like 3 months in jail, a year in jail.
Yeah. That was behind child support. That was behind child
support. 17?
Not seven. No. I didn't really start going to jail till I had kids, till I had Logan. Then I was in and out of jail because of child support. Before Logan, I really didn't go to jail. I didn't really go to jail. That's when I started going to jail with Logan. Well, I did a couple times. I stole car, or I was stealing clothes, and that was because I was homeless. Didn't have nobody to go get clothes, so I had to steal clothes. I was 18 years old. Like, literally, I had nobody that I could go to. I mean, I burnt a lot of bridges, just because of it had to be mental. Now that I really sit back
you were diagnosed with
bipolar and a PTSD. But when I started talking to my therapist, and I did this for like almost what, a whole year, I was going to a therapist. I'm trying to get back into it because it does actually really do help to be able to sit down and talk to someone about your problems in your life. And for instance, I asked my therapist, why is it that it's hard for me to keep a job? Why is it? And she broke it down to me. And honestly, that's the reason why I am stuck on building my own shit. She was like, because some people is just not meant for people to have, everybody ain't meant to have a 9-to-5 job. Everybody's not meant to do that. And she was like, it was something that you have noticed in your life from a kid till now, and that's the reason why you don't want to do that. And I think that it was me watching my grandfather build his company and my dad build their companies, and eventually it took off and it's doing what it's doing now. My dad has a company. He goes around cutting people's yards all over the fucking city. And it's his company. And that's how he takes care of my mother now. Even still, my mom don't even have a job. And that's how my dad takes care of my mother like that. He owns his own company. And I've seen men in my family do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? This ain't just some niggas that I see on the streets and say, oh, you can do it. No, I actually see men in my office. My Uncle Jamon, he took guns and dogs and built. Now he can sell a dog. He owns his own shit. He can sell a dog for now $23,000. A dog for $23,000, you know what I mean? Because he built his, right. So, but this is what I'm saying. I've seen these people do this. So now when I'm in the world and the world tells you to get a job, this is why I say sometimes I feel like I'm mental, like something is wrong with me because I don't want to fit in with everybody. I truly don't.
Whether it's getting a job or not, you're just mental and don't want to fit in, period.
I've never liked fitting in. Fitting in with groups of people. But is that a mental thing?
Voluntary exile yourself.
Yeah, I volunteer. I'll do it on my own. Nigga, I know you don't like me, so instead of you just telling me, I'm going to get the fuck away from you. I just ain't going to talk to you.
Me, myself, and I just don't trust people in general.
I don't trust people, and I don't trust people because of the things that I've been through with my mom, girlfriends, grandmothers, women that I've dealt with.
I don't really have friends. Because I don't trust people.
I have friends, but I keep them far. I'll call, text. I have a couple of people that I talk to.
I have associates.
I have a lot of associates.
No.
But
I don't.
I have
I maybe have two friends.
No, like
out of the associates
like,
that I have.
Like Carmen. Yeah. I have associates.
Yeah.
I may hang out with them every now and then, but you know, it's not like when I was in high school I had two best friends.
Yeah, even in
grade school to high school, I had two best friends.
Yeah, but I think that wanting to be around a whole bunch of people, having a whole bunch of friends is a mental thing. I believe that you're missing. If you can't be all by, like me, myself, I can
there
be all by myself.
People don't like being by themselves.
And I, no, not, not being all
no,
by
I mean, they don't like being.
Like, you got to always be around a group of people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a mental thing. I feel like in some way, shape, or form, you're missing.
That's why people who.
Or even
feel as though they need to be in a relationship.
Or even being in a gang, because I grew up around gangs.
Well, you already know.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when you're in a gang,
they're all weak.
It's my family.
No,
so
no.
They literally claim that's their family because then their whole situation is completely chaotic.
Yeah. Or protection, or you're really a punk-ass motherfucker all by yourself, but you need a cruel motherfucker. Me, on the other hand, I'd rather be all to myself. I like being around people, but I don't like being around a crowd of people. You ever party? I wasn't going to be down there because I don't like it's too many people. I've been into too many different situations where it was a crowd of people and some fucked up shit always happened. Fights, shots. My homeboy, like I told you, my homeboy, at the age of 18 years old, I seen him get shot. Right? If I wouldn't have turned, I probably would have got shot too. But that's why I don't like being around in a crowd of people. I don't like hanging around a lot of people. I usually like staying to myself, but I do like people. I love people, but I don't like the things that people do, I guess. Yeah, that's the best way.
Being around people simply because it's always an interesting story to tell. You don't always you're guaranteed to see something
happen.
Happen, or somebody come dressed like a clown and you can poke fun of. You're guaranteed to have like when I was on the
you
train.
You make fun of. I think that's a mental thing
wait,
too,
wait,
y'all.
Wait, no, that's actually heredity because my grandmom did it, my mom did it, my aunt did it, my dad even does it to a certain extent. But it's my kids, but my grandkids.
Yeah, they do. I've seen them do it. Yeah.
But here's the funny part. Kids say the damn thing, and they're completely honest. So they'll say stuff out there. Like,
They're not doing it to make fun. They're like,
they're serious. But it's funny because they're like, Jimmy, did you see what the lady had on when she walked in? She bought that from the shop. I like being around people, but I don't. I like being around people because, like I said, you always see something. You're always going to have some kind of story. Whether it's an embarrassing story for you or the person who you saw.
Well, yeah.
It's a funny story. It's a dramatic story. It's an emotional. You're always going to have a story throughout the day about something or another. No day is going to be the same. I hate being in the house. When you're in the house, nothing changes. Your environment doesn't change. You know, you're not around different people. It's probably using different things.
Yeah.
So
communication,
when you're in a house,
a part of being,
and during the pandemic, that was an issue. A lot of people went through anxiety, depression, self-esteem, those stuff. When they were in that, a lot of people got depressed. So, and that's when they came up with that therapy thing online and stuff. With a lot of people, they were like, places were filled. So they had to come up with different ways to give people therapy. So a lot of people had to go into therapy after being shut in for like a year or so.
Yeah.
So I mean, when you're shut, your mind a lot goes on. Some people found it healthy to be locked in. Oh my God, I'm safe. I won't have it in my house. And you have people who are scared to go outside before the pandemic. You have people who got their groceries delivered before groceries were delivered before pandemic. They had the groceries. Everything is mail ordered or whatever. They don't pull out their house at all.
Yeah.
Not because they're shut-ins or they're old. They can be young and they're just scared of the outside world. You have depression. You have this. You have.
That's how Joe was.
But you have so many things that can go wrong, and it's just encouraging, or it should be encouraging to know that you don't have to suffer.
Whether it be by yourself.
That there's help out there for you. Sometimes you may have to look for if you you may have to Google it. You may have to look for something within your area. There's different things online that you can go to where you, if you're scared and you don't want to come out your house, you can go and get therapy online. There's different services that are offered online. You know, and right now they don't take insurance, and I wish they did, because every time I try to get into somewhere, oh, we're filled up. And I wish they want cash. I'm not paying cash when I have insurance.
Cash for therapy?
For the therapy online. You think they're not taking insurance right now. I wish
Cash cow.
I wish they would.
Sounds like cash cow to me.
They're legitimate services. They're legitimate services. But the fact is, like,
why would you take insurance?
Because they just up the front and right now the insurance is paper. It's like marijuana. You can have a marijuana card, but insurance is not covering it. You didn't know that?
Insurance is not covering
marijuana. No, insurance does not cover marijuana.
You
could have a marijuana card. It's not covered by insurance. It's not covered. What part of that insurance is in?
Like, how would marijuana be covered with insurance? Like, that doesn't even... It doesn't even make
no,
sense.
No, you have the marijuana card. When you have to go to the dispensary and you have the card,
yeah,
insurance don't cover it.
Yeah, you got to pay with it yourself. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Out of pocket.
Yeah, but if it's for a medical reason, if people want a medical card, the insurance is not going
to
pay for it.
Because the government wants to, it's a cash cow.
So right now, they're trying to get it where, so they're trying to put a cap on how much you can charge. So that's why they're trying to get insurances now, because they figure people are trying to increase the prices for it.
For the marijuana card.
No, for the marijuana. Because they can, different places charge different things for it. So they want to put a cap on
the amount of how much you can,
yeah,
well, this only,
yeah,
costs this much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But because there's no cap, oh,
yeah,
I can charge you however much
insurance
I want for this ounce.
Yeah.
That, even still.
Well, that's the reason why I'm going to get, come on now, babe. Wait, hold on, you've been with me now for
8 years. I know you can tell the difference when I'm high,
yeah,
and when I'm not high.
And I think this is one of the very few shows you have done on high.
And you can tell,
yeah,
the difference.
Sure,
like when
okay.
I'm high, I'm more calm, cool, relaxed, like
cool
chill.
Right now. Maybe
yeah.
Someone's talking about mental stuff. But
well, yeah, but my mind is going a million
your mind
fucking.
Is going a million, yeah, I think your mind
when
going
I'm
a
high,
million.
It slows down. I can think.
I think, and
you catch me zoning out because I'm thinking.
Think
but it slows down those
think
thoughts.
Down, but I think the thoughts are still there. You're just prioritizing them in to come out instead of just
saying whatever's on
yeah.
my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Your brain
so,
is thinking
because when I'm high, you'll ask me, well, what you thinking about? And I'll be like, I can't tell her what the fuck I'm thinking about. Nothing. Like, I can't tell you. Half the shit that I'm thinking in my mind is like, no, I'm serious.
No,
like, a lot of the shit that I be thinking in my mind, if I was to tell people what the fuck I'm thinking, they would think that I'm fucking nuts. Because I don't think like most, I think out the box. I don't think normally. Because I know that I'm a special person and I understand that I'm going through what I'm going through, but I also understand that with me going through these phases in my life, I know that later on down the line, I'll be able to look back and laugh at this shit and be like, I told you, motherfucker. Like, I know.
This is different therapy, for different reasons.
And check this out, though. But even when I went to therapy, my therapist told me, Curtis, you ain't crazy. It's the motherfuckers around you that's crazy. You're very intelligent. You know what you're talking about. It's the people around you that don't want to.
That's correct. Intelligence and mental illness are not. You can have mental illness and be slow. You can have mental illness and be, your IQ could be almost close to 200, 180, some 190.
Was it Einstein
or somebody else?
Yeah.
They're by no means linked.
But I used to ask my therapist all the time, am I crazy? Like, is something wrong with me? And she would be like, no, it's not that you're crazy. It's that you just don't want to fit in with people.
You're not a round peg. You're more of a square peg.
Yeah.
But and the world primarily is round, and you can't fit into that.
And
that's fine. Yeah. And
she said
that. People like that.
She said, Curtis, do not feel bad by the way that you are, because you are the way that you are, because that's the way God made you.
If the world was had everybody completely the same, we'd have no music.
Yeah.
We have no technology.
Yeah.
we would just be like, we would have no art.
If everybody's
no art,
just,
no museums,
no
culture, no books, no design or clothes.
Everything
different. Would just be how Kanye West clothes look.
No, because
wait, hold on. No, all his clothes was the cut of a box.
He did that for a reason, and people don't. You see,
everything in the world.
For example, what you just said, Kanye, he's a fucking genius. He may be a little, but listen though, he did that on purpose. Those shoes. Wait, hold on. Let me break this down. Them shoes, motherfuckers is paying $400 for some damn slave shoes. He made those shoes. And on purpose to show people how stupid they are for buying fuck. He said this in the interview. I made them shoes for dumb motherfuckers, because I know people are going to be dumb enough to go and buy those shoes and fit in. So anybody that bought those shoes, Kanye West played your dumb ass.
Okay,
and he said it himself.
But my thing was still the same. Everybody's clothes would look identical.
That was the only thing I meant.
There would be, and they're trying to bring the world to that now with the
color.
Lack of color. And you had, now I'm sorry, I grew up when Ronald McDonald was around, and you seen
yellow,
red, white, purple, green. You had Grimace and all the Hamburglar. You had all kinds of different colors. You go now to McDonald's, it's like a one color brick wall, and just the thing with the M for McDonald is yellow. And the red part, you don't see no other colors. And if you go inside, you don't see no color seats. All the seats are bland colors, man.
Yeah. Well, you got to realize that they started that with the coronavirus and shutting people. You do understand that after that happened and doing that happened, people actually really started, like, furthering themselves away from people. That's what the mask was, to scare people into going into the house, not being around nobody. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, it's all about, one world order, getting people scared, getting you to order food online. That was the whole, a lot of people do not want to actually conceive in their brain that this is what is going on. And this is why I say I'm a little crazy, because I catch on to these things. A lot of people catch on to these things, but because they're worried about what the next motherfucker going to say or what other people going to say, that's 9 times out of 10. That's why most people have jobs. It's not to pay no fucking rent, because there's other ways to pay instead of a 9-to-5 job. You just chose to be a monkey see, monkey do sheep, just like everybody else. To me, that is mental, because you want to fit in with everybody else. So that's why don't get it twisted. And we both know this. I'm willing to go to work 9-to-5. I ain't got no problem with that. But I ain't going to keep on doing this shit, though, because I'm not a monkey see, monkey do type guy. I've never been that type. And even my therapist said, you'll never be able to truly keep a 9-to-5 job. That's just not going to happen. That's not you, Curtis. You need to keep on building what you're doing. And Behind the Scenes Radio, that's what we do. So let's shut it down like that, man. That's the best way to.
Okay, I'm going to just input this. Please, if you need help, find it, get it. There's a million and one ways. Just Google mental health services in your area. Free phone numbers will pop up. You'll find addresses. If you have insurance, contact your insurance to see what is available within your area. If you need it, just go get it. Please, it's available. You need it, and it's a way to live.
Peacefully?
Yes.
Boy. Yeah, and I would have to say that, it helped me out a lot. I had a lot of problems within I didn't know where the other one came from, because I was looking for that today. But anyway, therapy does help in a lot of ways, and it helped me realize who I am today. And I have a friend. As a matter of fact, my friend came. He started going to fucking therapy. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people are going to therapy because they're realizing, like, maybe you should go sit down and talk to someone. It's a lot of people that I know that are
scared to just, they feel like, oh, I don't got to talk to nobody. I don't need no help. Motherfucker, you need, everybody needs help. Everyone needs to be able to sit down and talk to somebody and talk about your problems, because they're called problems for a reason. You need help figuring them out. And some people just can't do it on their own. And I feel like, you know, yeah, like I just said, everyone needs help. Shout out. Can you shout out? Oh, you want me to start it off and then you end it. Okay, so I'll start it off. Shout outs to, oh, you know what? I want to give a shout out to my homeboy, Jonathan. He's locked up right now. So I want to give a shout out. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but yeah, my homeboy, Jonathan, man. Yeah, thinking about you, homie. And I know that you'll make it. And Jonathan was one of my friends that had, like, really, every time that I went around him, he was, like, really fucking depressed. And, like, I had to, like, it was draining being around him. But he's a great person. But anyway, so shout out to anybody that will download, anybody that will listen. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, at BHINDTHESCEN Radio, and Twitter also, Behind the Scene _ Radio, I think. No, it's just Behind the Scene on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know what they're
doing. Yeah, and
they kicked me off Twitter.
They kicked you off Twitter.
I haven't been able to get back on Twitter.
That's because you was popping too much. That's why you was jumping on Twitter. Yeah, your shit was jumping.
I had stayed with
you. Yeah, like your shit was jumping. You had damn near everybody that was following you was famous, damn near. Almost everybody. That,
I had comedians, actors,
yeah, every, yeah, that's what happened. That's why that lets you know. That lets you know right there.
It's still on there, but I just
no,
can't.
No,
I still get emails associated with it,
right,
but I can't get on there.
But that lets you know that that is what you're supposed to do. If people come against what you, yeah, let me say this. If everybody in your, everybody around you like you, nigga, you ain't doing it right. If all your friends like you, if you have more than 3 to 4 friends, you probably don't have friends, honestly. For I heard this, and it really made me think about this today. Well, not today, yesterday. I heard this, and I thought about it like, damn. If you have, if you think that you have more than 4 or 5 friends, or 3, because someone told me, an old head told me, in your lifetime, you're only going to meet 3 true friends. If you think that you have more than 3 friends, you probably don't have any. And that's what they said. You probably don't have any. So, but once again, let me go back into shout-outs. So, shout-outs to everybody that download. Shout-outs to family and the people that are here in Philadelphia that that are assisting me in what I'm trying to do. Shout outs to Niecy and Niecy's daughter and Niecy's daughter's I don't even want to call her baby dad.
Partner.
Shout outs to them and their kids. Shout outs to my family back home. Shout outs to Tristan, Logan. Shout outs to Logan's grandparents now for being there and taking care of him, and he's living with them now. Shout outs to them. Shout outs to Shamir and her parents, and shout outs to Now and Naomi. I said they're Now, Naomi, and who last night? Jackson, we had a ball last night with the kids. Ooh, they were driving us crazy, but it's always fun to be around kids. It just makes you feel young again. Shout outs to Philadelphia. I grew up a lot mentally and a lot mentally here in Philadelphia. Shout outs to my hometown, my whole family, anybody that will download, anybody that sends, all the artists that send this music. Shout outs to Blog Talk, and shout outs to Niecy for always being there for me, supporting me even when I get on her nerves, and standing by my side even when don't nobody fucking understand me. She understands me way to a degree, yeah, but I believe that Niecy understands me more than most people get me, because she's around me when no one's around, the conversations that we have, and she's seen the things that I've did. So shout outs to Niecy for always holding me down and being there for me when no one else believed in me and I forgot who the fuck I was. And Niecy be like, nigga, you know who you is? You Curtis Ante. So shout outs to Niecy. And that's it.
All right. Shout out to everybody who called in, who want to download it later, who listened online. Shout out to Kurt, you know, he worked my
nerves. That shout out to all six of my heathen grandkids and even my heathen daughters and their partners. Shout out to my associates, everybody who follows me on Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, I picked up followers on Instagram too. On Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to the people I follow on YouTube. Oh yeah. Starting 2023, there will be a new show called How You Living, and it will be all not just on here, it will be also on YouTube.
Yeah,
so it'll be, you know, a show dedicated to entrepreneurship, physical health, mental health, everything and anything you can think of that displays the way you live and go about your life in essence, which is why the show is called How You Live.
And literally, I will be behind the camera. This is going to be her show, not mine. This is her show that she's running it. She's going to do it. This is her show. I have to push her off the ledge because I know she can do it. I already pushed her, but I know she can do it. And it's her show. I have nothing to do with it. I'm going to be behind the camera. So make sure y'all tune in for that. Also, let me give a shout out to DJ Rampage every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And also DJ Rampage's, his manager? Is MJ his manager? I don't know if MJ is his manager, but shout outs to MJ also that hooked me up with DJ Rampage so that we could, so he could promote us and we promote him. You know how I go. So shout outs to DJ Rampage, which is Busta Rhymes' DJ. A lot of people don't know that, but that is Busta Rhymes' DJ, and he was one of the first artists that was signed to Busta Rhymes' label. So shout outs to them. And Blog Talk Radio, once again, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we out. Damn, did I? Yeah, we out. So y'all take care. Check y'all next Sunday. We out.